Amen. So let's go to our word this morning. And it's coming on this first Sunday. This is from God. The Epistle of Hebrews. The Epistle of Hebrews. I normally go to the gospel on Communion Sunday, but I, in obedience to God and praying for the Holy Spirit to direct the message, let's go to the Epistle of Hebrews, and please stand all over the sanctuary. I trust God even when I don't understand what God is doing, but I've lived long enough to know simply to trust God and not try to figure out everything for myself. Amen. So when you found the Epistle of Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, go to chapter 1. Amen. Amen. And I'll be reading from the NIV Bible, and I will be reading two verses, or maybe a little more, just depends on the Holy Spirit. But in the NIV Bible, first chapter of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 1, it reads this way: in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his wonderful word. After he had provided purification for sin, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. You may be seated. Help me, Holy Spirit. God has given us a title to hold on to this week. And our title is God Has Spoken. God has spoken. So if you don't remember anything else that I say this day and throughout the week, remember Pastor said, or according to our God, he said, God has spoken. As many of you are aware, we started the study of the Epistle of Hebrews in Bible study last Wednesday. And we learned that the primary purpose of this book is to present to the readers and believers the sufficiency and superiority of Christ. The sufficiency and the superiority of Christ. God wants to remind us this morning as a church family. He's saying to us, stop searching all over, trying to figure out your solutions to your problems and your questions. God is saying to Abundant Life, stop it. Jesus the Christ is all sufficient. He is all we need. God is saying, take some time, Abundant Life, and try to get focused and get refocused and listen. For God has spoken to each of us through his Son. So as we move back to this epistle this morning, God, help all of us open our spiritual ears and listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to our church. You Last Wednesday, as we discussed in Bible study, we talked about the theologians debating who really wrote this book. And for those that were not present, we learned that the theologians came up with all these suggestions. They suggested that Luke probably wrote it. Then someone said, no, it was Apollos, Barnabas, maybe Priscilla, or even Aquila. But then we went on to read a little further, and this wise man known by the name of Origen, a Christian leader in the 3rd century, he had listened to all of the chatter, but he concluded, but as to who actually wrote this epistle, he said, God only knows the truth of the matter. So we can stop trying to figure it out, because God only knows who really wrote this book. And for us, church, it really doesn't matter the who. It is more important about the what he or she wrote. Because we believe the scripture in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all scripture is written by the inspiration of God and is profitable for us, for teaching us, for rebuking us, for training us, for correcting us in righteousness, so that the people of God may be complete and equipped to do his good works. So it really doesn't matter. So we don't even have to talk about this again. This is God's holy word for his chosen people. Help me walk through this because I get excited about this word. So at the time that this was written, the intended audience, we're told, were Jewish believers. They had not been eyewitnesses, but they had heard about Jesus, the Savior of the world. But during this period, they were just going through so much persecution for their faith, and they were being abused, they were being in prison. They were beginning to lose faith in this Jesus the Christ. If you just research it, the believers were undergoing so much fierce persecution from even some of the Jews and the Romans. And this Messiah that they had been waiting for did not come in the manner in which they expected. So these people needed assurance, you all, that their Christian faith was true and that Jesus was really the Messiah. Therefore, this author, being inspired by God, wrote this word to let them know of the superiority and the sufficiency of Jesus the Christ. God is saying, somebody under the sound of my voice need to be reminded that Jesus is superior to all religion, and he is sufficient for all that you need, because God has spoken through Jesus the Christ. So as we go through this entire book, we'll see that the Christians were falling away from their commitment to Christ. Do you know anything about that? Just falling away from the faith. So this author wrote to rebuke them. Start coming back to church and meeting together. You are falling into a position where you're about to lapse back into sin. So he wrote to them, God has spoken through Jesus. Some writers say that they were even at a position where they were just going to give up on this Jesus and go back to Judaism to keep from being harmed. But he wrote against apostasy. Don't you give up on God. There's all sufficiency in Christ. He wanted the reader to understand that peace, joy, forgiveness, salvation, they all were in the cross. See, God has spoken his divine plan for the world through his son. And the Bible is clear. This was an act of love, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I just need to stop there. Because someone is hearing, I've heard that before. Why is the pastor taking us back to John 3:16? When the children even can recite John 3:16. But God is saying the church hadn't got it right. God has spoken through his son, but yet we are still walking around depressed, broken, sinning, and doing all kinds of stuff. See, God has spoken, but have we really listened? Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Have we really listened to the voice of God? Really? Holy Spirit, help me. God wants so many great things for us. But yet still he's saying that the backbiting, the gossip, the sinning is still going on in my church. But God has spoken to Jesus. He spoke through Jesus, Holy Spirit. See, the Bible tells us that God did not send his son in the world to condemn the world, but he sent Jesus to save us. Will you accept that gift? Our morning text tells us that in the past, God spoke through his prophets, but nevertheless, people were still disobedient, stiff-necked, hard-headed. Reverend Canty reminded us this morning, and I believe her words, they did not know. But we know better. But do we believe better? And are we able to do better based on what we believe? Because God has already done what he's going to do for us. God is saying to the church, I sent the Ten Commandments through my prophet Moses. But the people were still behaving in an evil and sinful manner. God is saying, I sent my prophet Isaiah to tell my people, fear not, be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. But they still didn't listen. Isaiah continued to write, when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel. I am your Savior. But nevertheless, the people still would not listen. They walked in sin and disobedience to God. They practiced the behavior of the pagan nations all around them. They began to worship pagan gods. Yet still, the Bible tells us God loved them. God even spoke through his prophet Jeremiah. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not do you any harm. Plans to give you hope and a future. Great word, great promise given to them. But nevertheless, God's chosen people did not follow his instructions and did not live in obedience. Holy Spirit, help me get to where we are today. I don't plan to take much time, but God is concerned about his church. Did they not recognize who God was? Did they not realize if God speaks, stuff happens? We only have to go back to Genesis when God said, let there be light. And there was light. And it was so. Because God spoke the word. So when God speaks, that settles it for the believer. And throughout the Old Testament, God kept on speaking to his people, his chosen people, but yet still they were disobedient. So God, being God, decided to come down to earth to see about his creation by sending Jesus. See, that's why we're celebrating Holy Communion today, based on what Jesus did. See, God has spoken to us now for the final time, you all, through Jesus. He's the final sacrifice. God is not doing anything else. He's waiting on us, people of God. Jesus is the ultimate authority. He is greater than any other religion you can think of. See, he is a complete revelation in God. He completed God's plan for us. Now, what are we going to do? What are we going to do, people of God? Jesus alone will forgive our sins. He has secured our forgiveness and salvation through the death on the cross. And that blood still works that he shed for us. Church, we can find peace with God and real meaning in him through Jesus the Christ. We cannot accept any other substitution. Help me, Holy Spirit. This is word is for somebody. I don't know who it is. I've wrestled with this last night and even this morning, God. God has sent all the things we turn to for a quick fix when our lives change without notice, when we are hurt and disappointed, when we feel abused and misused, when our lives are turned upside down, all the things we turn to, there are only quick, temporary fixes. You all know what I'm talking about. The drugs, the alcohol, the sex, the addictive behavior, only temporary. Because nothing can do you like Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you. So God is saying to our church, your greater is on the way. But try having an authentic relationship with Jesus. See, God has spoken through Jesus. The Word. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. And the Word was with God. The Bible says the Word became flesh and dwell among us. We have to simply accept what God has done for us all through the word. If you desire an abundant life, you have to live out this word. And I'm taking my time because the Spirit is saying, it is time for the church to be the church. It's time to stop singing my praises and not living out my word here on earth. It's time to stop running around and shouting in church if you're not going to listen to what God is saying. God has spoken to us. But are you willing to change? See, this is not an easy word for me. Yeah, I was up crying over this word because I look all around and I hear the people weeping and crying about their sin, about their stuff, about their burdens and all the stuff that's going on. Nothing takes God by surprise because God has spoken. He sent Jesus to finish all that stuff. He sent Jesus to heal you, to deliver you, to set you free. But do you believe it and will you accept it? All right, you all, I'm away. This is the word of God for the people of God. God doesn't want us to play. Looking good on Sunday mornings, all dressed up, sinning all week long. People can't tell the difference from the saved. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? God has spoken and given you a solution and a resolution to turn your life around, but you must trust him. None of this stuff takes God by surprise. In this chapter, it focused on the redemptive work of Christ. The Son brought us God's grace because of his death. He removed the stain of sin, but will you accept it? Will you make a decision today to stop going back to the old way and focus on the cross? God has spoken to us, you all. But will you accept it? Holy Spirit, thank you, God. God has spoken. The Bible says, and he shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Christ is sufficient. If you don't remember anything else, Christ is sufficient. He's made a way for us all to get out of those deep, dark places. The preacher talked about it on a Friday evening, about the darkness within the believer. But Christ is the light. He truly is the light of the world. But we have to get this word in us to begin to purge out the darkness. Because darkness loves darkness. Darkness attracts other darkness. And people just get on deeper into their darkness, you all. But the word transforms you all. They say renew your mind. But how? Transform your mind with this word. The Bible says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as being from ourselves, but the sufficiency is in God through Jesus Christ. God has spoken. Believe the word and live a life of peace and joy and victory and be a witness for God. He's called us to be a witness. If you're a believer, you should shine so bright when you walk into a space that darkness has to move. When you walk into the room, the atmosphere should change. But you got to get right with God. And you got to do it now. God forgives us of our mess. Yes, he does. But there's a time when we must just stop it. Stop it. And represent Christ here on earth. Holy Spirit, help me. I just want to stop by and tell you a few things God told me last night. Let us stop making our lives so difficult. We do it to ourselves, you all. Making our decisions based on our knowledge, based on our education, based on our intellect. But God is saying, I've already spoken to you. It's now time to surrender all to Jesus. If you're sick and tired, I'm going to end this now, of being sick and tired. The songwriter say, all to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. This is for somebody, God, I don't know who it is. I will ever love and trust you. In his presence, daily will I live, because he's sufficient. It's nice to have your BFFs and your booze and all those kind of things, but your sufficiency is in Jesus. Your wholeness is in Jesus. Because God has spoken through Jesus, you can be set free of whatever is holding you down. Because God has spoken through Jesus, you can be healed and delivered. Because God has spoken through Jesus, chains can be broken in your life. Because God has spoken through Jesus, you can really live this abundant life. So all I'm going to end with this day, people of God, God has done it all through Jesus. You determine whether you're going to be depressed. You determine whether you're going to be defeated. You determine what kind of life you want to live. It's up to you, because God has spoken to us through Jesus. So this day, if you're struggling with anything, I suggest you surrender it all to God. All to thee, our blessed Savior. Give it up to him. Because God has made a way for all of us to be whole, to be set free, to be delivered. But it's your choice. It really is your choice. What will you choose? Will you choose to trust God with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding? When things get a little weary and shaky, will you truly turn it over to God and stay off that phone and go to the throne? He said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you ask me whatever you want and I'll give it to you. But the key word is you must abide. So don't look at your neighbor, but are you really abiding in this word? If you're abiding, you should be living this victorious life. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help us all to commit, Lord God, to follow you. On this communion Sunday, God, help us focus on you. God, help us focus on the cross. The world weighs behind us. The foolishness. We all know when we're foolish. God has said, let it go this day and surrender it all. I've done it all through Jesus. I've spoken. I've made a way. I'm a way maker. This day is a new opportunity to leave your past behind. Leave it behind. And get right with God. And I heard somebody say, do it now, because tomorrow is not promised. So I ask you to stand all over this sanctuary as the choir begin to sing, I surrender all. All to thee. My blessed Savior. God, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. God, I'm seeking the sufficiency in Jesus Christ today. But in order for me to benefit, God, I know I have to give some stuff up. I know I have to give some stuff up. I have to surrender some stuff. But this day, I surrender it all to you. God, I want to be healed. God, I want to be set free. God, I want to have peace. God, I want to have joy. God, I want to feel the love. Your love, God. Are you willing to surrender? See, everybody, members, everybody's saved. But what's holding you back from being all that God called you to be? God has already spoken. Will you accept your healing? Will you accept your deliverance? Will you accept the peace and joy that God has only for you? I know this wasn't easy to hear because a lot of times we want to cover our sin and our mess. But God sees, and that's why he spoke through Jesus. So you can let it go. So I'm going to just open the altar up now. Everybody belongs to the church. Everybody is saved. But everybody hasn't really surrendered. And nobody wants to be the first one to go to the altar because you want everybody to think, I got it together. But the altar is open for the authentic believers. I'm inviting the authentic believers to come. Because God sees the heart and knows the heart. So this day he said, I need some people in abundant life to surrender. Authentic Christians, believers, I invite you to the altar. Whether you're in the choir, whether you're playing on the drums or the keyboard, we're calling the authentic believers forth. That you leave anything at this altar that's not like Jesus. That you acknowledge that sufficiency is in Jesus and I can't handle it on my own. See, this is not for everybody. If you're ready to transform some things in your home, your family, your community, you bow. And you surrender it all to God. Wherever you are, if you can't get to the altar, you bow. God has already spoken. God is not going to do anything else. He sent Jesus. We're just waiting for Jesus to come back now. If there is anything in your heart that you know is not like God, you bow. Leave it at the altar. God has spoken. Sufficiency is in Jesus. Transformation is in Jesus. God, help us not be so critical of others and help us look at ourselves this morning and ask you to fix us. Fix me, Jesus. When I talk about others, it's just a distraction so I don't have to look at my own sin and my own mess. But this day, God, help me be real. And recognize my healing, my deliverance is in Jesus. God has spoken. God said, while you were yet sinners, Christ came down in the flesh to die for you. If you haven't been to the altar, I'm inviting you this day. Don't let this moment pass you by. Don't let this moment pass you by. Give it to him. God, I want to be better for you. I surrender my bad habits. God, I'm going to even cut out some of those friendships I know I should not have. Matter of fact, God, I may even have to change my phone number. Because I want to surrender my all to you. God has spoken to us. Will you accept his word? Power in the word. Give it up this day. When you give it over to him, then you recognize my victory is in Jesus. all sufficient. All sufficient. All sufficient. I recognize this is a difficult message, but it causes us to look at self. We have no time to look at others, but look at self. God, search me. Search me. Search me, God. And take away from me anything that's not like you. God has done it all for us. God has done it all for us. Sufficiency in Jesus. Leave it there. All I need is in Jesus. God, help me stop trying to figure it out and do it my way. The answer is in the Word, because God has spoken to us. God has spoken to us. God has spoken to us. Thank you, God. You've spoken to us. Give it up to God. Accept your healing today. Accept your deliverance today. And walk in your purpose. As believers, we should not be weary having pity parties. We should always be in a spirit of celebration and expectation for the next move of God. Surrender all. This is a day of wholeness. This is a day of boldness. This is a day of deliverance for God's people, because God has spoken to us. Has everybody under the sound of my voice been to the altar? Has everybody been to the altar? This is a new beginning for our church. We are going forth in power. We're going forth, leaving the past behind. We're walking out of here recognizing that sufficiency is in Jesus. And God, my prayer for this church, is there anybody under the sound of my voice that has not released everything that's not like you, that you would convict them now and begin to root it out in the name of Jesus. We can't do your will. We're junk. We cannot do his will with chunk, you all. We can't do his will with chunk. We can't receive the wholeness of God with chunk inside of us. I don't know who I'm speaking to. All sufficient is our God. And God has spoken. And that settles it. Amen. Amen. I thank God for the difficult word. But I pray someone heard it. That someone will be better for God because of his word. Hallelujah. So we'll move into Holy Communion, which is quite appropriate. We have surrendered it all to God. What a great day to recommit and renew our covenant. So we ask the deacons to come forward to turn back the table as we continue to sing and just reflect. Jesus.